Culture.
Mass tourism in Venice. Crowdfunding. A new admission fee will do little to stem the tide of over-tourism.
Venice has never been more full or more empty. In 2022, the population of the island city dropped below 50,000, down from 175,000 in 1951. But as residents leave, tourists flow in. Some 20 million to 30 million people visit every year, most for day trips, and crowd the historic city's 8 square kilometres. They rarely visit cultural sites. Only around 360,000 go to the Galleria dell'Accademia, one of the city's major art museums. Officials complain of hit-and-run tourists who come for a few hours, dump their rubbish, and then go home. So the city has introduced the tourism equivalent of a short-stay parking fare. Venice has started charging an access fee of €5, that's $5.41, to day-trippers, becoming the first city in the world to do so. A host of other places, including Berlin, Lisbon and Vienna, have a tourism tax on overnight guests. This is the first for flying visits. The tariff was approved in September after years of debate about how to curb over-tourism and threats by UNESCO to place the city on its list of endangered World Heritage Sites. It also comes as a provision that offers millions in federal funding each year for the city's preservation is about to expire. On April the 25th, a trial period began. At various points around the city, such as the Santa Lucia train station, stewards in fluorescent vests checked to make sure visitors had registered either to pay the fee or to request an exemption. Anyone turning up without a pass risked a fine ranging between 50 to 300 euros. Simone Venturini, a vice mayor in charge of tourism, explains that the main purpose of the fee is not to bring in revenue. Due to start-up costs, the scheme is expected to operate at a loss of some 2 million euros this year, but rather to discourage visitors from coming at peak times. Luigi Brugnaro, the mayor, describes the access fee as a brave, risky experiment to encourage respect from visitors and gather data that can help officials to better manage crowds. Other cities have been in touch to learn more about the scheme, he says, though he would not name which. Many Venetians are sceptical of the fee, if not openly hostile to it. The city's opposition parties tried their best to scuttle the plan. Even Italy's Minister of Tourism has voiced her disapproval. Critics argue that the admission charge turns Venice into a theme park and does little to address the heavy impact of tourism on city life. Near the station, a few hundred people protested against the initiative, bearing signs with slogans such as "No ticket for Veneland." They see the venture as toothless too. €5 is not enough to be a game changer, says Jan van der Borg, an economist at Ca' Foscari University of Venice. It is like a paracetamol against a very bad disease. As a city has stated that it will not cap the number of visitors, a much higher fee would be necessary to curb the influx. €5 is about the same price as a soggy sandwich. Yet according to an Italian law of 2010 that authorises the city to charge a fee in the first place, the price cannot be raised above €10. There are nearly as many exemptions as there are Venetian canals. The fee is levied on visitors only between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Those who stay in hotels in the municipality, which includes the mainland towns of Mestre and Marghera, are excluded as they already pay a hospitality tax. Residents of the Veneto region, who can account for a substantial number of day trippers, also get in free, as do those who work, study and live in Venice. So do those who were born there or are coming to visit friends or family or are younger than 14. Of the 113,000 people registered to visit on April the 25th, 86% were exempt. That share seems to have stayed consistent. The access fee will not make La Serenissima serene again. What it should do is furnish precise information about who is coming to Venice and flush out unregistered tourist rental properties, since hosts will need to register with the city in order for their guests to qualify for an exemption. Transparency will help administrators prepare for particularly busy days. But Venice will still be flooded with visitors, and this ticket cannot stop the deluge.